This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, some people hunt turkeys at night with AR rifles and thermal imaging scopes and suppressors, and then some people catch fish with plastic. And we got one of them on the line, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Captain Ryan, how's the week been? It was a little rainy during the week, and now it's windy during the weekend.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter. I'm at home right now, and I think Miss Carmen's overdone it a bit. It looks like the birds here. There's 500 ducks coming down out of the sky right now.
I
think she went a little overboard.
What is she feeding them? Just bird seed?
Corn? Yeah, but I mean, the sky is black over the pond right now. I'm talking about 500 of them coming down.
That's amazing.
Right at daylight. Oh, my gosh.
Man, who does the cleanup on that?
this down the yard?
Yeah, well, good thing you got a big yard.
Well, yeah, the whole golf course, but they're everywhere now.
Yeah.
But fish has been good. I mean, you can't stop these boys. I mean, you give them a daggum shrimp and a little piece of water, they could bring back a limit of redfish. I mean, they're crazy. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's blowing, if it's raining. They just good. My boys, they are some good. And me with my plastic, no, I'm not going to go out in that kind of stuff and try to catch them on plastic because it would be very difficult. Like today, I mean, you got to go hide. You know, you could go throw a spinning bait or something, but they got a knack, I tell you. They've been catching them.
Yeah.
I tried to catch trout a couple of days this week just going out, but the tide was like 6 o'clock in the evening, high tide. So if you wasn't on the spot, you couldn't go run around to go find them, but he was on the spot, you could catch him. And they're nice fish, you know, they're really, really good trout. So, you know, that's always fun. You know, I like my trout, you know that.
Has everything been on the east side, or are you doing some west side fishing?
The trout's on the west, all the reds on the east. The reds on the west side, you know, there's some big fish there. There's a tournament this week, so everybody's fishing around Delacroix and Reggio. And, you know, but again, we still don't have all the fish. So it's very difficult on the boys a bunch of fish like they want. Mm-hmm. You know, used to say, yeah, I saw 500 today. Well, now they say, yeah, I saw 30 today. Mm-hmm. So, until, you know, it'll be a couple more years before we get it all back. But they'll find the ones. Somebody win the tournament, but the boys have been limiting out every single day, bringing in limits of fish. Then they got sheep heads and black drum with it. And, you know, if it's windy, you can't get after the trout, but that's all going to change here shortly. Actually, everything's about 2 weeks ahead of time. You know, these ducks shouldn't be here right now. They shouldn't be here to this full moon like they are. Mm-hmm. But they're here, and the trout are making their move out to the outside now already in the bays. You know, usually they'll do that April 1st as well, come out their winter haunts. But everything's ahead of time. Now, today's the flip-flop in the tide, so when the tide starts again day after tomorrow, it'll be completely different for the year. So it'll be summertime tide starting, so it won't be low tide in the morning anymore.
Yeah. What's the blackberry report? Are they early down there?
No. They're going to be right on time about the first week or two of April. I'm not seeing tons of them like normal. You know, a lot of things are getting grown up a little bit back down there. And then they cleared every lot in the world to put camper trailers for the liquid natural gas employees. And, you know, there's so many.
Yeah.
It took me 3 hours to get home the other day. You're talking about, they must have 5,000-6,000 people working there.
That's unbelievable, the amount of people that are working down there. I'm sure hoping it's helping the economy in some kind of way.
Well, everybody in the world got trailers in their yards.
I see that.
Everybody's making money somehow.
Yeah. Well, you know, the red snapper season's going to be set to open in a couple of weeks, April 15th.
Yeah,
they're opening up
April
early,
15th.
And it's four fish per person, and it's 7 days a week. Are you guys going to try to do any of that snapper fishing in state waters?
Yeah, we are, actually. And I think Cody's getting a 25-foot boat, so he wants to do that. And Jake's got a boat he wants to start fishing the rigs with and fishing different things like cobias and triple tails and snappers and mangroves, and Jake's got a license for offshore further, even, you know, a reef permit. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll start hitting that pretty good, and fly fishing, we'll do it all.
You know,
bird watching, eco tours, it doesn't matter.
Speaking of offshore fishing, you know, our friend Stu Shear called me last week and told me about that boat that ran into the rig at night, that Alabama boat, and I saw pictures of it.
That was terrible.
Oh, it was horrible. And his son, Cuda, went out there and actually rescued the two guys that were still on the boat. I don't know if they ever found the one that was ejected.
No.
Horrible.
No, it's a shame. I thought Stu had told me that they got two out the water, but, you know, it's either
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I think they were in the water, but the boat was jammed in underneath there, and it looked like a head-on collision from an automobile running into a tree. I mean, it was just destroyed.
It was still floating. That's the thing that was so weird. You know, the fish are trapped underwater, guys and girls. They're not going anywhere. There's no sense in going out there before daylight trying to get a head start.
Yeah.
You know, there's no sense in risking your life to go try to get a head start on catching fish. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. And,
especially
and taking,
in Buras, you got an oyster pool every 5 inches.
Right. Well, the only thing you can do is, you know, that can bring about an awareness of boating safety, because a lot of times it gets taken for granted, and things like that kind of are a wake-up call. Well, Ryan, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and do some of that bird watching, blackberry picking, alligator hunting, and all that stuff you guys do, give them that number.
They can get me direct at 504-559-5111, and we'll take them to do whatever they want in outdoors. I mean, we got enough people to get it done.
Actually, I got two more things to ask of you. Air fry versus oil fry. Where do you stand on that? And I think I know.
I like them both at different things. You know, I tell you what, when you let's say you buy some chicken, some fried chicken, Popeyes or whatever, and you bring it home and you want to eat it the next day. If you put it in the microwave, it's got a nasty flavor. You put it in the air fryer, not only will you get a cup of grease out of it, but it tastes good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how much grease will come out of that. I said, oh, my God, what am I eating? But, it's a lot better in the air fryer. Anything I warm up in the air fryer, and it comes out crispy and better. So I've cooked a few things in it, but the flour doesn't brown right sometimes,
so
I don't have it quite right.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe somebody's got a secret to getting a real crispy batter on chicken or fish in an air fryer, but I have yet to find it. All right, last question. You are near an area known as Happy Jack. Do you know how the name came about as Happy Jack? You don't hear it much anymore, but some people still refer to
that. No, I do not.
Well,
I think I'm scared to ask.
That's not that bad. There was a post office, and it was named Happy Jack Post Office in 1874, and it stayed open till 1958, when I guess it consolidated with maybe Port Sulphur or maybe the Buras Post Office. Anyway, the community got the nickname from an early settler who was known for his cheerful nature. His name was Jack, and he was always happy, so they call that area Happy Jack.
Well, I tell you what, Happy Jack is not much anymore, I tell you.
No. And I can remember a sign on the road when you got there. You know, one of these little signs that tell you you're coming to a community or a city, which it never was a city. It was just an area known as Happy Jack. It also had other names called Point Michael and Ronquillo Settlement. So.
in Ranchillo. Yeah, that's, they had a bayou going all the way to the Gulf of Ranchillo.
Yeah. Well, that's the origin of it, and I hope that person that's been asking me to research it is listening, because I finally had time to check it out. That's the best I could do. Happy Jack. All right, Ryan, thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.